It is October 17th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This year, a record 83 exchanges around the world rang bells and held events and workshops for World Investor Week to promote financial literacy and raise awareness about the importance of investor education and protection. Exchanges from the Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange, ADX, to the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, ZSE, participated in World Investor Week. This is what World Federation of Exchanges CEO Nandini Sukumar had to say about financial literacy. Financial literacy is integral to the mandate that we have as an industry. Exchanges and CCPs place investor protection at the core of the regulated public market model. We strive to foster trust in markets even as we grow these markets. It's more important than ever as retail investor participation grows. All market infrastructures, whether large or small, whether in a developed market or a frontier market, prioritize investor education at the heart of their business and as a foundation of market integrity. The United States and its allies should provide Ukraine with whatever military and humanitarian supplies it needs to defeat Russia. These attacks on civilians are just intolerable, and it is time for the U.S. to give Ukraine the tools to end these atrocities. Russia is not fighting a war, it is waging genocide. I have reached my tipping point. I'm going to the White House website to share my thoughts today and with my congressmen and senators. Today's top headline is interesting. Truss faces market juggernaut as BOE exit leaves UK exposed, from Bloomberg. If UK Prime Minister Liz Truss steps down, it will not be because she is voted out of office at the ballot box, but because she was booted from office by the market sentiment. The market is a powerful force not to be trifled with. Four members of Parliament have called on Truss to resign, even though she has rescinded much of the tax cuts that caused her so much trouble and dropped the cap on energy prices. Bloomberg has an interesting story about a video game that makes fun of cryptocurrency and how the developers of the game revolted when they found out the publisher had announced an NFT deal, which they saw as a way to grift their users. Pretty cool way to make a statement about crypto. Bloomberg has an intriguing story about how bicycles conquered Amsterdam, titled Inside the Bicycles Conquest of Amsterdam. The story talks about how the Dutch capital embarked on a decades-long campaign to design streets around the needs of cyclists, not drivers. FIA Tech is looking for a business development manager in London. You can find out more about the opportunity with a link in today's newsletter. Congratulations to Ali Brennan, who's been promoted to Managing Director, Head of Americas and EMEA at CQG Inc. See your LinkedIn page for the update on her title. Elma Johnson is starting a new position as Executive Director, Organizational Development at OCC. She was previously Director of Talent and Organizational Development at OCC. Former JLN Marketing head Ryan Lothian, my first nephew and brother to Patrick, has a new job as head of marketing for the Central Region for RES, which stands for Resource Environmental Solutions. They bill themselves as the nation's largest ecological restoration company focused on restoring a resilient earth for a modern world. It looks to me like Ryan has found the company and the job that aligns his interests and talents all in one. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is Steve Hamilton, demystifying the current trading environment. Steve Hamilton, the former COO of Curve Global, doesn't buy the over-the-top headlines about the state of trading. To him, the evolution of the market has been logical and not as drastic as some would have you believe. The bottom line is that people still make trading decisions based upon risk-taking and risk mitigation, and then discover price in order to execute their strategy. The change has been the venue where this occurs, a screen rather than a pit. In this video from JLN's MarketsWiki Education event in London, Hamilton runs through the shift from the pits to the screen while admitting he doesn't get some of the semantic games happening in trading. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from The Trade. The headline, Leaders in Trading 2022. Meet the nominees for Outstanding Exchange Group. Learn more about the four firms shortlisted for our Editor's Choice Award for Outstanding Exchange Group this year, including Cboe Global Markets, Euronext, London Stock Exchange Group, and SIX Swiss Exchange. In the first of our introductions to the distinguished nominees for Leaders in Trading 2022, we bring you the shortlist for one of the most highly coveted awards of the industry, the category of Outstanding Exchange Group. Cboe Global Markets, Euronext, London Stock Exchange Group, and SIX Swiss Exchange are all in the running, so read on for more information on their activities over the past year. My comment. I read this headline and I thought I was watching an old rerun of The Dating Game. Bachelor number one, come on down. Here's a story from the New York Times. Robbie Coltrane, Hagrid in the Harry Potter films, dies at 72. The veteran Scottish actor and comedian also won acclaim for playing a gambling-addicted psychologist on the crime series Cracker in the 1990s. Robbie Coltrane, the veteran Scottish actor who played the beloved half-giant Rubeus Hagrid in the Harry Potter films and starred on the cult British crime series Cracker, died on Friday in Larbent, Scotland. He was 72. His death in a hospital was confirmed by Belinda Wright, his British agent. Miss Wright said that Mr. Coltrane's family had not disclosed a cause, but that he had been unwell for some time. Mr. Coltrane veered from the comic to the gritty in a four-decade career in film and television. He was an anti-hero detective on Cracker, a KGB agent turned ally to James Bond in two films, and a gangster who disguises himself as a nun after betraying his fellow criminals in the comedy Nuns on the Run, alongside Eric Idle of Monty Python. My comment, Coltrane was a giant of talent with a great range of characters, good and evil. Here's a story from Bloomberg. How to save the planet in less than 2 hours. Daybreak, a cooperative board game by Pandemic creator Matt Leacock, gives players all the tools to keep global warming below 2 Celsius. When world leaders arrive in Egypt next month for COP27, they'll be charged with navigating some of the weightiest challenges humanity has ever faced, from setting aggressive emissions reduction targets to deciding if poor countries are owed reparations for the climate havoc wrecked by rich countries. Negotiations will last for weeks, only to pick up again in another year at COP28. For players of Daybreak, the challenges are identical, but the solutions roll out in seconds. My comment, the secret is to build those greenhouses on Boardwalk and Park Place rather than the hotels. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the disturbing article, Alaska Snow Crab Season Canceled as Officials Investigate Disappearance of an Estimated 1 Billion Crabs from CBS News. Second was Sam Bankman-Fried says he's a scaled-down JP Morgan of the crypto industry from MarketWatch. And third, the Fed's next crisis is brewing in U.S. Treasuries, a Bloomberg opinion piece. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Truss faces market judgment of BOE exit leaves UK exposed. David Goodman and Libby Cherry of Bloomberg have written the following piece. UK financial markets will get a fresh opportunity to pass judgment on Prime Minister Liz Truss's economic program on Monday without the Bank of England around to offset any turmoil. Rarely has a developed economy's political fortune been so caught up in market gyrations. Traders' brutal rejection of the Premier's fiscal plan have already sent the pound to record lows and forced Truss to sack Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng, leading to the rollback of some of her marquee tax cuts. Questions about what would it take to bring back investor confidence and Truss's own future are also swirling. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Goldman plans sweeping reorganization, combining investment banking and trading. Marcus, the Wall Street firm's consumer arm, to be part of a combined asset wealth business. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. plans to fold its biggest businesses into three divisions, undertaking one of the biggest reshuffles in the Wall Street firm's history. Goldman will combine its flagship investment banking and trading businesses into one unit, while merging asset and wealth management into another, people familiar with the matter said. Marcus, Goldman's consumer banking arm, will be part of the asset and wealth management unit, the people said. A third division will house transaction banking, the bank's portfolio of financial technology platforms, specialty lender GreenSky, and its ventures with Apple Inc. and General Motors, the people said. And then here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. SPAC sponsors were winners even on losers. Money managers who oversaw blank check companies kept making profits even in the face of significant losses to stock investors. Since AI Inc. went public by merging with a special purpose acquisition company in August 2021, shareholders have had a rough go. The laser technology company stock is down over 90% in the midst of missed revenue projections and the broader rout in growth stocks. The company that ran the SPAC has fared far better. The financial services firm Cantor Fitzgerald LP invested less than $10 million in the deal, but has since reaped at least $35 million in fees related to the listing, share sales, and value of remaining holdings, share filings show. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.